Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Orlando tonight as the Cavaliers try to take a 3-0 lead against the Magic. 7 o'clock tip-off tonight. Cavaliers winning game 1, 97-83. Winning game 2, 96-86. And Jeff, you know, we talk about Jared Allen. You know, we're talking about, you know, 10 rebounds a game right now, 7.5 defensive rebounds a game in this series between the two that they played. And Jared Allen, to me, I think Sam hit it best when he said he heard the noise that was going on last year and the big guys with him.
Well, he made the noise, remember? He said the lights are too bright.
Right, but also the fact that it just – and then it just came – maybe it just blossomed and got bigger about just being too soft. And not being able to be that kind of a team. I don't know. Like, if they were playing the Knicks right now, I don't know. It'd be totally different. But they're not playing a team like the Knicks right now. They're playing Orlando, which is great because it gives you a stepping stone to get to the next round if you can win. But he has shown, and Mobley has shown too, that getting physical is not going to be a problem. And we're not going to sit around for a year complaining about the fact that, man, what happened to that team?
I've just been real impressed with Jarrett, but you know I'm a Jared Allen fan.
Yeah.
I liked him when he was a member of the Nets. And when the Cavs picked him up, I thought, man, that's a great deal. And it was well done. Well done by the Cavs to pick him up. I've heard rumblings from folks, you know, well, you don't need both Evan Mobley and Jared Allen.
Since the end of last
blah,
year.
Blah, blah, yes. Blah. I'm sorry. Those two guys have shown you in the first two games of this series as if they didn't do it all season long. They can play together. You don't have to have Evan Mobley going out on the floor and spreading the floor like crazy. These two guys can play together. I mean, there it is, Andy. They've been terrific. And it how do you want to coach it up? Coach them up to play together. And that's what's happened. It's been beautiful. And you move one or the other, that'd be silly. You already are lacking size. Dean Wade's out. What are you doing? You're in trouble, right?
Right.
You don't have the extra size. So I hope Evan and Jared are here together for a very, very long time. I just think they're both terrific young players. And Jared's still a young player. You know, even though he's been around forever, he's only, what, 26 years old. He just turned 26. And I think they're critical to the future of this franchise.
Do you think
more critical than the two guards?
But we always want to talk about the guards over those two. Is that?
Well, that's because I think that's where.
Because Mitchell's the
best player
on the team?
I think there's more overlap there.
Okay. So do you think J.B. Bickerstaff has done anything different in the first two games of the series? Or has it just been chance the way things have come out? Think about game two.
That's a great question.
Donovan Mitchell came out and got hot early. And if you're Garland and you're smart like he was in this situation, you got a player who's on fire, you're going to back off. Let them go until the run is over. I just think that's smart basketball. That's good basketball.
The only thing I've seen, Andy, that looks a little different from the regular season And I don't mean to say this because it's going to sound like I'm bashing Darius Garland, and I'm not. You know, I've thought since he was drafted that Darius is a good NBA player. It just seems like he's not tried to force much of anything. And there have been moments where he dribbles a little too much sometimes, and I know he sometimes gets himself in trouble in that regard. But it doesn't look like he's tried to force very much. Is that Darius? Is it just two games? Is it JB? I don't know what it is. I just know you can put two big guys to use in a game and make it work. We've seen that. I mean, there it is. It's on display. It's perfect. It's tough to do that with two ball-dominant guards who are of similar size. Forget the size. Two ball-dominant guards, period. Add in the fact that they're both, you know, 6'1". That doesn't help you a whole lot. Either Darius has let the game come to him a little bit more. JB has told him to do that. Circumstances of just two games? I don't know. All I know is I really like the way it's looked. And to me, it shows, without question, the two big guy combination is terrific. And it also gives me a little bit more hope that if the Cavs don't do anything drastic this offseason, let's say Donovan resigns. Does this make you think it can work a little bit better with Darius? I've always wanted to see them try to make it work because they're two really good players.
I just don't see it. It doesn't. Do you really see it? I don't.
Really see what? See it working together?
Yeah.
Like, it has in the first two games, but again, the whole.
But it hasn't. But like, there hasn't been chemistry.
Well, the whole caveat here is that Orlando has stunk. That doesn't go away. And I wonder. You know, it's two games. Is Orlando stinking, tainting the series and what we're seeing with the Cavs? All I know is that the two big guys have looked really good together. Point total's about the same. Rebounding has been terrific. Jarrett's been incredible. Donovan's been really good. And I love the way Darius has played in the first two games of the series. I don't like the way that Strus and Niang have shot the ball. 1 of 9 on threes in each game. That's not why they're here.
Let's go to Avon. Jason's in Avon. Hi, Jace.
Hey, thanks, fellas. I was wondering, from the first couple of games, you've seen how Wagner was playing kind of like
Mo?
Hans or Franz?
Franz.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah. Franz, the small forward.
Each other up. Okay, go ahead.
But I just wondered what you guys thought, if they're going to extend the bench a little bit and put Tristan or Mr. Morris in if things get a little iffy, especially if Orlando starts off, you know, rough and doesn't get a lead.
That's why Tristan's here, isn't it?
He's not here to be an enforcer.
Yeah, but he can play a physical game.
He's here to be a big man to help out inside.
Jace, I think you're right. So,
bye.
All right, thank you. Jason and Avon, appreciate the phone call. I mean, they haven't had to use the bench. They don't need, although no one's going deep in the playoffs. No one's going past
Very few teams do. If they need them, Morris can help, Tristan can help.
Do you expect the game to get more physical? I don't know that helps Orlando.
No, I don't expect it to get more physical.
Orlando has to fix themselves by shooting better.
I just expect Orlando to be better. I could be wrong completely. Hope I am. But I expect them to be better. Don't you?
To be honest, Jeff, the way they play the first two games, I mean, just the fact that they're playing the game means they'll be better. I just don't know if they'll be better enough to beat the Cavaliers tonight. And I'm not trying to sit here. Like, I'm the last guy on earth that wants to sit here and say, take something for granted, do this. But I just know if the Cavs play the way they've been playing for the first two games, and I have no reason not to believe that they won't, that the fact that they're changing scenery, whether you're at home or not, so much of this game is momentum. And if Orlando comes out and can hit a couple buckets and remember how to shoot the basketball, then they're going to be a little bit more successful. How much more successful? I don't know. I do know that I think the Cavaliers have the best player on the floor. When Donovan Mitchell's out there, he's the best player on both teams. To me, it's what I see.
Yeah.
So
you might not be able to say that in a few years with Paulo Banchero.
Okay, but I'm saying
This is today. Yeah.
It's right now. And, you know, I also think that in the back of Mitchell's mind, he's like, I want to get back to the second round. I'm tired of getting knocked out early.
What he'd really like to do is to get out of the second round.
At least get out of the first, right?
He's He's been in six playoff series, and he's gotten out of the first round twice.
So I think that these guys know what's holding them back. Like, I see this giant rubber band holding these guys back. And they know exactly what it was from last year. And they know what it is over a career for Donovan. He needs it. He needs to get past this. He needs to get past that second round. Is he going to be able to do it this year? I don't know. I like the way they're playing. I know that if they do get past the series, man, they're going to have a massive challenge, whether it's Miami or Boston. But that's okay. That's what can take him to the next level. That's what makes him the household name. We already know he's a great player, but he could jump to the next level if he can pull off 8 wins. And I don't know how that wouldn't drive a player.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I just hope it doesn't drive him out of Cleveland.
Oh, I don't think playoff success would drive him out of Cleveland. I think playoff failure might send him on his way.
Keep rooting for him to have success then, because that's where I'm at.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he's a great player. I hope that
he is.
I really, really, really don't want to see him playing for another team and watch Utah make draft picks with what was ours. Because then they got to figure out another way to regroup. And now you're talking about, all right, well, do we want to stay with what we have? Are we staying with Garland? Is this the future if he leaves? I don't want to talk about that stuff. I want to talk about him being able to motivate this team, pick this team up, go on and win, and just be in the same situation that they've been in for games 1 and 2. Because it's been fun, man. I'm digging this. Nelson, Avon Lake. We're hanging at Avon Lake today. What's up, Nelson?
Hi, Nelson.
What's up, boys?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Jeff, I agree with you. Like, to me, like, this team works better when Darius plays that facilitator role. And he just sprinkles in some offense, you know, when he needs to. But you're right. Like, Orlando's, especially their outside shooting, has been awful.
Just atrocious.
It's just been terrible. And that's my concern, right? You know, only worry about the series first, right? And then looks like it's going to be Boston, although I don't know. Miami won yesterday, so who knows? But it'll be interesting going forward when you play against a team that has better outside shooting. You know, it'll be interesting for us defensively. But I like what I'm seeing so far. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Nelson. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Nelson.
Yeah, I'm locked in. Locked in tonight. I'll be watching the draft out of the corner of my eye. It'll be on my phone. I know I'll be watching on my phone.
Well, why wouldn't you?
No, I'm just saying it'd be easy to be locked into the Cavaliers and just wait for them to roll a crawl across the bottom of the screen. This guy's been picked. This guy's been picked. It is. Somebody brought it up on the morning show and said the last time that you were locked into a basketball game over the NFL draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, just saying, especially in a Browns town where we normally had a pick in the first round. Tonight's like the perfect storm for the Cavaliers. It is.
Well, it helps.
I mean, even though it's a series that the NBA is just kind of tucked away into a corner.
The NFL draft will still do very well ratings-wise here in town.
For sure.
We know that.
Yeah, I know. I know. All right, let's talk more about the draft when we come back here in a second. Also wrap up our thoughts on the NBA. If you missed any of the interviews we had today, Tom Withers was with us at 11, Daryl Ryder at noon, Sam Amico at 1, all right there for you on the Odyssey app, the Baskin and Phelps podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.